You're listening to The Faith Experiment, the daily edition with Robbie Bergen, your daily dose of experimenting with ancient manuscripts. Join Robbie now as he helps you to apply ancient truths to our modern lives.
Today's claim comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Imagine a caterpillar's transformation into a butterfly. The caterpillar lives a limited existence, crawling on branches and eating leaves. But when it transforms into a butterfly, it leaves behind its old life and enters into a new one, filled with freedom and beauty. This is the picture of a new beginning. Today's experiment comes from 2 Corinthians and signifies the transformative power of accepting Christ. When we're in Christ, our old selves, our sins, mistakes, and pasts are gone. We become a new creation with a fresh start and a new life in Christ. Like the caterpillar, we undergo a metamorphosis, leaving behind our old nature and stepping into a new, vibrant life filled with God's love, grace, and righteousness. Your experiment today. Consider something in your life that you want to leave behind as you step into this new year. It could be a bad habit, a grudge, or a negative thought pattern. Write it down on a piece of paper. Pray over it, asking God to help you leave this behind and give you the strength to embrace your new beginning in Him. Then, destroy that paper, tear it up or burn it up, with adult supervision of course, symbolizing your break from the old and your stepping into the new life that Jesus promises. Carry this symbolism in your heart throughout the year. Whenever you face challenges, remember this moment of leaving behind the old and embracing the new in Christ.
That was Robbie Bergen with your daily faith experiment for today. To find more faith experiments that you can put into practice each and every day, visit faithexperiment.com and look for daily faith experiments. And be sure to tune in tomorrow for your next daily faith experiment.